great moments in bad judgment.
Sorry, got a wrong sound effect there. What did you have, Lindsay?
Oh, okay. So this teacher left her cell phone unlocked, teacher in North Carolina, and a student went up to her desk, took the phone, and stole some of her nude photos that she'd stored on there because her phone had no passcode. So now she is getting in trouble, and we've got audio from her.
And her name is Lee Ann Arthur.
Yes.
He opened up my gallery for my pictures, and he found the inappropriate pictures of myself, and he took pictures from his cell phone of that. And then he told the whole class that he would send them to whoever he wanted them. The student who actually took my phone and took pictures turned around and told me, your day of reckoning is coming.
Wow. I love how she feels like she is the victim here, there's a debate there.
I mean, yeah, somebody went through her private piece of property.
She's definitely the victim.
It's her private piece of property. But is it a good judgment to leave a phone on your desk and full a bunch of high school students who are waiting for your day of reckoning?
No.
Without a passcode?
No, that's the bad judgment here, but I don't think that it's, she is kind of a victim, though.
I know what you're all wondering is, what does this lovely creature look like? Kind of a poor man's Susan Sarandon. Let's take a couple steps down from Susan Sarandon. Maybe like a whole ladder down. But if you're looking for a visual, that's what's happening.
Yeah. Sure.
I kind of want to hear more from her.
And yeah. I love the phrase, day of reckoning.
Not my fault. I did not knowingly leave my cell phone sitting on my desk, knowing that I had those pictures on there. The whole premise of my privacy being invaded is being ignored. He's still attending school. He has not missed a single day of school since this has happened. I forgive you. That don't make it any more right. But what's done is done, and I hope you learn your lesson.
Yeah, all right. Well,
aww,
not the first person to get screwed by their own nude pictures.
Exactly. No. Put a passcode on. If you've got nudes on there, just make sure you got a passcode.
Especially if you're around kids.
Right.
Of any age.
It's the premise of my personal possessions and privacy being invaded. That's what its issue here.
Yes, it is.
What's an issue here?
But so she's getting in trouble, though, but the kid is not, is what she was trying to say.
So. All right. I love this from a karma perspective. A 37-year-old dude in Australia randomly spat on a baby last Saturday. Just kind of some random jerk, like some couple pushing a stroller along. Dude just kind of goes, spits on baby.
What a
jerk. Like, ha, 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 runs into the street and then immediately gets hit by car.
Oh. Insta karma.
Yeah, it is insta karma.
Karma, yes.
And didn't hit him hard enough, to destroy his life. He got back up, got away, but police tracked him down and arrested him. But definitely, baby karma from car, caused him to get caught. Would almost love to, not personally, but sort of test this baby out. Somebody hit it in the head with a tennis ball and see see if that person explodes.
Right.
Is this like some sort of karma baby? Golden child?
Damien baby.
We're going to need some kind of control here, though. So maybe we can find a really bad child as the control.
Oh, yeah.
Who deserves it so the karma wouldn't affect us.
Right.
Yes.
Right. All right. Or some dude on death row.